Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The countdown to a winner in this year's presidential election continues this hour. The Associated Press reporting former Vice President Joe Biden currently leads President Trump 264 to 214 in the Electoral College. But legal challenges are in play. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the Trump camp is sounding optimistic it will pull ahead.
The Trump campaign is still disputing a race call in Arizona, saying they expect President Trump will be able to catch up to Biden as ballots continue to be counted. They also insist things look good for the president in Pennsylvania. Here's campaign manager Bill Stepien.
The media and the insiders in this city, they've been trying to count Donald Trump out for years. They gave him zero chance during his primary. They said he was dead during his impeachment. They said his campaign was dead during this summer. Donald Trump is alive and well.
And tweeting in all caps, "Stop the count!" exclamation point. Trump's campaign has filed a flurry of lawsuits, which, among other things, seek to stop vote counts until legal observers can get better access to monitor how it's going. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Trump is projecting re-election. The Biden camp sees it differently, as a Democratic nominee appears to be cutting into the Republican incumbent's lead in Pennsylvania and Georgia. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Biden is urging voters to remain patient.
The Biden campaign continues to express confidence and says it's on a track to win the election. In a tweet, Biden said he feels good about where the campaign is at this point and urged people to keep faith in the process. Biden leads Trump in the number of electoral votes and needs only one more state to reach the 270 votes needed to win the White House. However, this election could still go either way.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. As we noted, Georgia is among the states still counting votes that will determine the outcome of this race. It's also the only state with two U.S. Senate races. For member station WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports there's a chance both could end up in January runoffs.
One Senate runoff for the seat held by Republican Kelly Loeffler is already set because neither Loeffler nor her Democratic opponent Raphael Warnock won more than 50% of the vote. The other race for the seat held by incumbent Republican David Perdue is still up in the air. With tens of thousands of ballots left to be counted, there's a chance Perdue will be forced into a runoff with Democrat John Ossoff if he doesn't crack the 50% threshold after all the votes are tallied. It's also possible this runoff or runoffs in Georgia could determine control of the Senate in January. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
Public anxiety over the outcome of this election is taking place against the backdrop of a growing coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins University has just recorded more than 9.5 million cases in the U.S. of people who are or have been infected, and the death toll in this country has surpassed 234,000. This is NPR News. There's been another vigilante attack in Pakistan. A security guard has been arrested and accused of killing the manager of the bank where he works. He'd accused the manager of blasphemy. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad such violence against those accused of insulting Islam are widespread in Pakistan.
In a video shared on social media, the security guard is seen marching down a street, flanked by men who cheer him on, and they chant. They say beheading is the only punishment for the blasphemer. While sipping a cup of tea, the guard insisted in another video that he killed the manager because he did not believe in the Prophet Muhammad's message. It is a crime to insult Islam in Pakistan, but the mere accusation of blasphemy can trigger vigilante attacks and even lynchings. Residents in the area told NPR that the slain bank manager was a religious man who funded local seminaries. They said the security guard was likely angry because he'd been disciplined by the manager for turning up late to work. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
The brother of an American imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges reportedly says Paul Whelan is suffering sleep deprivation. The Associated Press reports David Whelan alleges his sibling claims he's been awakened in two-hour intervals every night during the last few weeks after being accused of being a flight risk. Paul Whelan was arrested in Moscow in 2018. He denies being a spy, but a Russian court convicted him and sentenced him to 16 years in prison. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.